It is a Tuesday. You know what that means. It's called a Dial-A-Doc this morning. We head to FHN this morning, and we head to Cammie Robinson. She's the imaging nurse navigator at FHN. Cammie, good morning. Hello.
Good morning.
Thanks for joining me here today. Great to talk to you. I know that you're the imaging nurse navigator at FHN. Explain what that means. What's your job?
I've been at the imaging department for 2 years now, which has involved monitoring patients that were having any procedures in imaging, liver, lung, renal, thyroid, prostate biopsies. I recently became the full-time nurse navigator, which still includes these, but now I do callback for screening mammogram patients that are needing additional pictures involved with breast biopsies and also doing our genetic testing.
We're talking to Cammie Robinson, imaging nurse navigator at FHN. And Cammie, it is October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Explain why breast health is such an important topic.
Breast cancer is one of our most commonly diagnosed cancers in women and the second leading cause of cancer death in women. 1 in 8 women will develop breast cancer in their lifetime. Getting mammograms regularly can lower the risk of dying from breast cancer. A woman's risk of breast cancer can nearly double if she has a first-degree relative, such as a mother, sister, or daughter that has been diagnosed with breast cancer.
Cammie, what kind of tests do you do and are being done now at the FHN Women's Diagnostic Center?
We offer digital screening mammograms, digital diagnostic mammograms. The digital imaging allows for better images, especially in women with dense breast tissue. We perform stereotactic breast biopsies, ultrasound-guided breast biopsies, and we do bone density testing, breast MRIs, and genetic testing.
Now the big question about when should women start and how often should they have their mammograms?
There is a lot of conflicting information with this. However, the majority of the guidelines recommend screening mammograms should be done every year starting at the age of 40. Women with the BRCA 1 and 2 mutations are encouraged to start screening mammograms even sooner than 40, but that is something that's more individualized and needs to be discussed with the physician. And sometimes with that, we do recommend breast MRI every year as well.
We're talking to Cammie Robinson, imaging nurse navigator at FHN and the FHN Dial-A-Doc program. I know that there's a breast MRIs as well that you offer at the Women's Diagnostic Center. Describe what that is.
Breast MRI uses magnet instead of radiation. MRI is more sensitive to identifying cancers and can identify smaller malignancies at an earlier stage. When you come in for a breast MRI, we have you lay flat on the table on your abdomen. The breasts are positioned through an opening on the table. An IV is required so we can give you contrast, and that will give us a higher level of detail in the picture. We do not do an IV, however, if we are just checking for rupture in breast implants.
What are the certain types of patients where the breast MRI is suitable or more reliable?
Breast MRI is used for high-risk women, women with very dense breast tissue that makes mammograms more difficult to read, or women who have already had a breast cancer diagnosis to evaluate the extent of the cancer. Checks for tumor size and does check for other tumors. We don't regularly do breast MRIs on everybody because it is very sensitive and can give us some false positives, putting the patient through some unnecessary breast biopsies.
I know that, Cammie, that FHN has offered mammograms without appointments now for several years. Tell us how that works.
We have walk-in Wednesdays and Thursdays, which were created to allow flexibility for women to come in at their convenience with no appointment. We offer this Wednesdays, 7 a.m. to 3 p.m., and Thursday afternoons from noon to 6. Women can also make appointments for their screening mammograms. These appointments can be made Mondays, Tuesdays, Thursday mornings, or Fridays. Screening mammogram appointments will ensure the women are seen in a more timely manner compared to the walk-ins, where we do experience high volume of patients, which creates longer wait times.
All right, you can avoid the wait with, especially if you can't make a Wednesday or Thursday, you can make an appointment for a different day as well. What about, I understand at FHN Women's Diagnostic Center, you also do bone density screenings. Talk about that and how those screens are performed.
Bone density testing is a fast, easy, painless test. We have you lie on a table. A mechanical arm passes above you using x-ray to measure how many grams of calcium is packed into a segment of bone. We usually scan the lower back or pelvic bones. If there's metal in the back, we will scan a forearm. Bone density test is usually ordered if you're losing height, had a recent fracture, had a recent organ or bone marrow transplant, had a drop in hormones, or if you're taking medications such as steroids. It assesses your risk of breaking a bone and confirm a diagnosis of osteoporosis and monitor your osteoporosis treatment.
All right, very good. Cammie, if anybody wants more information, of course, relating to this, and of course, October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and of course, the walk-in Wednesdays and Thursdays as well for mammograms. How can folks find out more information, Cammie?
Our website, www.fhn.org, has any information related to that and any information related to FHN, such as the services we offer, locations of our clinics, and the phone numbers to those clinics, and any classes or screenings that we offer to the public.
All right, Cammie, great to talk to you. Always great information. Let's talk again soon, all right?
All right, thank you.
All right, Cammie Robinson here today, the imaging nurse navigator here this morning. That's the FHN Dial-A-Doc program here this morning, preceding brought to you this morning by FHN.